of the Nativity of Our Lady of Anyua. The village of Anyua is located in the heart of the Llanada Alavesa, between the towns of Alegría Dulanzi and El Burgo. Although today it is located outside the Jacobean route, it is likely that in the Middle Ages it had a closer connection both with this route and with other trade routes that crossed Álava. Despite the fact that since medieval times the village of Anyua has maintained a stable and relatively small population, the strength of the local nobility explains the ambition and artistic quality that its church exhibits. Construction began on the building at the end of the 12th century, and its first construction phase had to last until well into the 13th century. The best Romanesque workshops from Álava participated in the works, but with an important novelty. Here, perhaps for the first time, these master builders tried the possibility of going one step further and incorporating a new language, the Gothic style. For all this, Anyua is often described as a transitional church in which the Romanesque of its windows and corbels gives way to an incipient Gothic style that is manifested through the verticality of the walls and the beauty of the rift vault. Before entering, do not forget to take a look at the corbels that support the eaves, as a friendly sculpture awaits you, accompanied by two most surprising exhibitionists. Once inside, we discovered at a glance two different construction phases. The medieval chevet joins a large nave covered by a rich vault that preserves Renaissance paintings and which was built in the mid-16th century. Its promoters, who belong to the Otazu Guevara lineage, in exchange for defraying the cost of the expansion, opened a chapel on the north wall dedicated to St. Sebastian, where the magnificent altarpiece dedicated to the life of this saint was located. When the church was restored in the 1990s, behind the old Baroque altarpiece, the medieval wall paintings of the apse appeared. As a curiosity, outlined with the usual red color, a scene of the sheets of a castle emerged. This scene reminds us of those found in the church of Alaiza. The Church of Anyua teaches us, as if it were a clear mirror of its history, the ups and downs through which the village and its temple have passed. In times of economic prosperity, its inhabitants undertook an ambitious work that, under the impetus of the great families that dominated these lands, was expanded until it reached the precious stamp with which it has survived to this day.